Log Talk Radio.
Hello, Chuck Landington here to welcome you to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. On a bittersweet note, in light of the new immigration legislation passed in Arizona, this will probably be the last livecast that Nina gets to listen to before being shipped back to Mexico. Goodbye, sweet princess. Here's the show.
Ah, poor Nina, or some, I don't know, that could be very rude by the land.
But we should make this a real good show, because it's the last one that she gets here.
And sadly, I don't even think she's in the chat room right now.
Is this show...
Maybe she's already being shipped off.
Oh, no, we didn't get to her in time.
Do we have a SAP feed on this show?
Sam, you are the SAP feed.
Uh-oh, the Federales.
They've arrested the SAP feed.
Yeah, so you want to delve into that a little bit, what happened in Arizona, or in case anyone didn't hear about it?
They passed a law that cops can now, if they think you look like you're an illegal, they can come up to you and ask for your papers. And if you don't have your papers, off you go.
Well,
more or less.
Is she going to have to be shipped off to Mexico in a tube?
What?
Floating?
Well, like a poster tube? She'd probably fit.
What do you mean a tube?
You know, like one of those blow-up tubes, like you put in the pool.
Sail her down the border.
Oh, like an inner tube?
Yeah.
You mean like floating on a raft?
Yeah.
But Mexico's attached to the U.S., like it doesn't...
There's a fence.
Yeah.
What about a river? There's no river separating us.
There's the Rio Grande.
Isn't that
there's the Panama Canal, but that's in Panama. Are you thinking about Cuba and Florida? I think that's what you're thinking about with the raft.
Yeah.
People take a raft from Cuba to Florida.
I get confused sometimes with geography.
All the Latinos, they're just the same to you, right?
They're just people floating in on tubes.
And floating doors.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Livecast. We got a full house today. I'm Rob, but you know that. Then there's Sid.
Hello.
Noah.
I'm drinking.
Noah's drinking. Frank's here.
Up,
Darren, of course, 3D. He's not going to talk. And Sean's here, Belly, from Screen La Diva or Belly Full of Hell or whatever. Anyway.
That was the worst.
I don't know. This guy. That's what I call him. This guy. This guy's over here. So that's us. And Noah is drinking today because Frank bought her a bottle of vodka.
Frank texted me earlier today and he's like, hey, do you want to ride? And I live like 5 minutes away from
the Metal Injection Studios. Yeah.
But you always drive, so I figured I'd do you the favor.
Well, okay, hold on. I want to say it exactly like said it to me. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Do you think it's a good idea to be drinking?
Of course.
Okay.
Are you asking me? I wasn't looking up.
Well, I'll let you say what you're going to say, and then I'll...
No, he's talking to me.
Okay.
No,
I was going to do the board.
Okay, so he's like... Okay, so I asked him if he's coming by tonight, and he's like, yeah, sure. Want me to drive you there so you can get wasted on air?
Yeah.
So I write back, is that the plan? And then he writes, what are friends for?
Aww.
Here I am drinking.
Aww.
Bad Andy asks, will she do a shot for every caller like Rob?
No.
No.
No, unlike Rob, I learned from the drinking game.
But to be honest, lately we've had fewer callers than when Rob did it. So it might not even be that much.
I don't think so.
Or...
I'm not risking it.
Or we could have a shitload of callers again for the first time in a few weeks. And another
thing,
you could lie. We'd play along if it got us more callers.
I wouldn't be into that. I would not be into that because I did it, honestly. I was honest to our fans. We don't want to lie to our fans.
You're 11 feet tall and 800 pounds.
I have to go to work tomorrow, and I can't spend the entire day vomiting like before.
Well, I am also drinking. I'm drinking screwdrivers.
So why doesn't Rob do the same thing again?
Okay.
No.
Deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it, Darren? Yes, me and Darren shook on it. You got to do it now, Rob.
Yep.
Granted, Rob is drinking out of a cup the size of a thimble. So doesn't really... Count.
But
any cup looks like a thimble in his gigantic paws.
If Rob does it, I'll do it. But I don't
Frank,
matter.
Giant.
Wait, Frank will do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
But Frank, you have to drive to home.
That's cool.
It's only 5 blocks.
If we get under 30 callers, I think we'll be okay.
We'll have like a game show if Frank can make it home to Noah's house 5 blocks away without dying.
Well, we've only gotten 4 callers the last 3 times.
Well, maybe you're a turnoff to the callers. They don't want to.
I'm a turnoff to things in general.
The ladies as well.
True.
That'll be the behind the scenes footage. We'll just have Frank record while he's driving drunk home, and we'll play that on Saturday.
It's not enough that he's going to be driving drunk. He needs to have a camera. And
whoa, he drinks so much he's used to driving drunk.
Tripod,
we need to up the degree of difficulty.
Yeah, exactly.
People in the chat room are rooting for you, Frank.
Sweet. It's like Double Dare.
Last week, Jenny and I got lost when she was driving me home.
You live. Like a right and a right.
Noah took me home once and got lost too.
So you get home.
Yeah, but you live far, so
I don't live that.
Lost.
I live like 5 minutes by car, 6 minutes by car from here.
Oh yeah, the exact number he Googled it.
I know because I'm adding. It's like probably a minute or two more than her house.
No,
I went to Avenue M today. I drove there and it took me like 40 minutes.
Wow. Were you looking for Pete Steele memorials?
I was driving by Pete's Pizza, looking for him.
Oh.
Never. It's crazy that they now make pizza out of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross. I wouldn't buy that.
It's bad enough that you guys killed him.
Do they call it Pete Peroni? The Pete Peroni pizza?
I understand what you did with
Thank
that
you.
Joke, but I will refuse to acknowledge
Thank you.
It.
He had enough
oh,
sausage.
Nita's, Nita's in the chat room now.
Should we play the intro again so she can hear what's about to happen to
her? Pay attention, Nina.
You stepped on my Peter Steele penis joke. Sorry, did the moment passed.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Chuck Landington here to welcome you to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. On a bittersweet note, in light of the new immigration legislation passed in Arizona, this will probably be the last livecast that Nina gets to listen to before being shipped back to Mexico. Goodbye, sweet princess. Here's the show.
And then we heard that.
Well, no, then she heard that.
Yeah. No. Hopefully she's not listening from the back of a paddy wagon now.
So that'd be cool, though, if they were listening to the live cast in police cars in Arizona.
Yeah,
while rounding people up, we were the soundtrack to Persecution. Isn't that a Megadeth song, Soundtrack to Persecution?
Close.
It sounds like it should be.
The next album.
It's Countdown to Extinction.
Speaking of that, we got some good good clips.
Yeah.
Someone, you sound so unenthusiastic about it.
Sorry.
I start talking to him. I go,
throw weed into the fence and watch him perk up.
We got some new weed.
What? Where? How much? Is it rolled? Can I have some?
We got clips of someone took the sound, the backing band tracks out of Megadeth and Metallica songs, and you just hear them wailing and singing. And it's really funny.
Do you want to...
I'll play one now.
Rob, watching videos of yourself while we are trying to do this podcast.
Totally that guy.
Darren, did you find these clips using Bing?
No.
Shocking.
Well, it's not, well, it's
we're not,
not
getting paid this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. Sorry, take that back.
If I could have my wasted days back, would I use them to get back on track? Stop to war, my karma's burning. Or look ahead, but keep on turning.
Right, now it gets better.
Do I have the strength to know how I'll go? Can I find it inside to deal with what I shouldn't know? Could I have my wasted days back when I use them to get back on track?
Crack.
And then it just stops.
You live it or lie it. You live it or lie it.
What is he doing?
My lifestyle. Determines my death style, my lifestyle. Determines my death style.
Death style.
Keep searching.
Keep on searching.
for a better vocal.
Well, you know what it was on that album? They thought they were going to do multiple takes, but for some reason they only had one take. So he's like, just keep going, keep going. So they never like recut anything.
Keep searching.
So yeah, but there's like some really good Megadeth stuff. Megadeth stuff is awesome.
Yeah. The tracks. It just sounds like you hear him straining for the vocals more.
Sweating blood. Oh. Can you play that again?
Yeah. Well, there's the whole song though. Hold on. But.
Sweating blood. Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
That's terrible.
That's adorable.
Yeah, he sounds like a cartoon character.
It gives me a migraine headache.
This isn't real. Come on.
It's totally real.
You doing it?
No, it's the I played a track.
I'll just play the whole song.
Yeah, I have P cells, kid.
I do. All right.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? Talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
It's funny to just imagine him standing
what
in the bathroom.
What do you mean I can't
saying this?
Work on time. Got nothing
into the mirror.
To do.
Are you talking to me? What?
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Oh, you're just crazy.
What do you think I'm broke?
Broke.
Huh?
Huh? What?
Never knew why. Well, I'll be the first in line.
Yeah.
But it better work this
time.
Oh,
no. Multiple Mustaines.
I like it.
It's pretty awful.
Fault and Steve Eacher, too, out kicking distance.
The fuds.
Do you have any clips of him moaning or
You forgot to record.
Yeah, those are in your private collection.
Kind of fun. Guys, we better be careful. Some of Dave's friends in the FBI might be listening.
And
give me two, give me five, give me
double
that.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I want to look through some of that fuel.
Ooh. Ooh, and I burn. Yeah.
Song's about to clap.
Yeah.
That's why he's burning.
Yeah.
No.
I'll be ready. Adrenaline crash and crack my head. Nacho Joker, paint me dead.
Nacho Joker? Paint me dead? What?
Nitro Junkie.
Oh.
Yeah. But it sounds more like what you said.
Nacho Junkie.
Red. White. Warhead. Command my knuckle tight.
Bleep out the fuck up, man.
Fuel is pumping in gems.
Gems.
Loose and clean. In the turning my direction. Quench my thirst with gasoline.
You know what it sounds like? Like on the, like.
Give me two, give me five, give me double that desire.
He always,
ooh,
like,
ooh.
That was on a different track. Every time he did an album before that, there was always the James-isms, but it seemed like when they did the loads, like, he just drank a fucking liter of James-ism.
What is that?
What is that
audio? Sounds like Mustaine. Not coming from me.
My audio is muted.
I was saying
that. Wait,
hold on. Definitely not coming from me. Maybe Mustaine is in our board somewhere.
The FBI.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting back to what you were saying, I think it has a lot to do with the producers, you know.
Yeah, the Bob Rockness of it, because it just all came out like that. Album is just one long ass Jamesism.
White.
But the ridiculous thing is, like, as awful as some of those songs are, they got played to death on the radio. Like, they got rewarded for that awful music. Like, it never got back to them that stuff sucked.
Well, I think
that always happens
on radio.
But on rock radio, you'd think maybe it would happen less.
So it's kind of like
you're so bad now. It's like when you tell a bad kid that he did good, and he's never going to learn.
Yeah.
just kept getting reinforced.
I think it had to do with something like Denzel Washington winning the Oscar for Training Day. Like, they rewarded them for their past work.
So they let him slide?
I think they kind of just felt like it was like, you know, Metallica got neglected when they were actually doing great albums. So now that they put a shitty album out, it was like, you know.
But the thing with radio is
old,
the old songs.
No, but didn't it sell?
Load, yeah.
It sold huge. Yeah.
Even St. Anger sold a lot.
Yeah.
Not as much.
Not as much as Load.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, there was an audience for it.
I think it's a good album, the first Load, but just to listen to the James as an isolated, it's like. White. That's my favorite one. Play that again. White.
I don't
have a good black and white. Yeah. Paul McCroma. Yeah.
I don't even remember that in the song.
Headlights. Headlights. Another donkey lives too fast. That lives way too fast.
I wonder what Avril sounded like when she was covering this. Did they ever isolate her?
Yeah,
we got that right here. Hold on.
Bring her.
There it is. He wanted to.
Loose and clean.
Go back and play that again.
That lives way too fast.
I think it's before that.
When I join the crowd.
What? Yeah.
Headlights. Hello, ma.
Yeah, it's right after that.
Yeah. When I drive home, burn your face upon the chroma.
We need to isolate that yelp.
Home, burn your face upon.
But also, like, lyrically, this is ridiculous. Like, they used to sing about, like, death and Satan and suicide, and now about cars? Like, what?
I think it was about drugs, like,
yeah,
using cars
drugs
as a metaphor.
Yeah.
Really? Even still, pick a better metaphor.
Yeah! Pick the corner, turn your face upon the chroma.
Some more isolated vocals.
I'm sorry.
Speaking
of the Iron Sheik, Cancer Scare, a listener of the show, submitted a bunch of parody interpretations. I mean, I don't know what to call these. He submitted one last week that we forgot to play, and two this week. So we're gonna go through all of them because they all make me laugh a little.
Yeah.
So first,
one of them is very good.
And he's not even in the chat room right
first
now.
First is Iron Sheik featuring Meshuga. New Millennium Cyanide Chic.
Fucking scotch. He's a gay son of a bitch. Damn you, gay. My castle.
I love the distortion,
Jess. You're a punk motherfucker.
They say fuck you, I'm a donkey. It's not even from our cheek port. Oh.
Sorry about that.
What is this? No, I like
that. Cameo from Ben Folds.
And then another one is Cheeky Baby in the Sky with Bullshit.
This is my favorite.
Yeah, this is also Cancer.
No, this one's my favorite. Cheeky Baby! By the way, I want a vocal credit on that because that's me saying Cheeky Baby.
Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles
because you suck. Hulk Hogan. Geek.
Chicken baby.
Bullshit.
Chicken baby.
Bullshit.
Chicken baby.
Better than nothing.
Fantastic.
So there's one more, but we're going to take a caller first before we play the last one. 937.
Wait, so is Frank going to do a shot now?
You, you're on the live cast. 937, you there? 937, hello.
Did you click it,
Noah? Click it and click it good.
There we go.
937. How about now? Nope. Gone.
Oh, I gave up.
This is Mr. People are telling me to drink, but I'm already drinking.
Well, the thing with Frank is if he drinks whenever we have a caller, he's going to drink less.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's not a good game.
You know me so well.
And then this is an untitled piece that Cancer Scare submitted. Also what? Involving the sheik.
I thought it had a name. It's like a long-ass name. The magical spell to...
Yeah, it's a death metal containing the spell to preserve Cheeky Baby against attacks from Bullshit Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's the name.
Oh, okay. Well, here it is.
Bullshit Hulk Hogan!
I would actually look to it.
This is kind of like Austrian Death Machine, but I actually...
Sounds like Ministry.
The New World Order.
You must, Mr. Hulk Hogan, back!
We gotta get the Iron Cheek in here and play this stuff for him.
I just like the random bullshit.
Bullshit!
Bullshit, don't go again. God bless his mother. God bless his father.
I kind of want
there
that on my iPod.
Five. I want that to be my ringtone.
Yeah, it needs to be my alarm clock sound. To wake up to me screaming fuck at you repeatedly every day.
Very good Cancer Scare. Yeah.
Could you actually do that, Rob? Could you make that an iPhone ringtone?
Yeah, I totally could do that for you.
Alarm sound.
It's happening.
All right,
thank you. Anything an iPhone ringtone.
Yeah. Awesome.
My ringtone on my phone is the fucking bullshit looped. Just over and over again.
So what do the old ladies think on the bus when your phone rings?
Wait, let's hear it. Darren, I'm going to call you right now.
Okay. Hold on. There it is.
Pantry.
Let's see if Darren has his ringer off.
No. I know.
Here we go.
Of course you don't.
There you go.
That's it.
And you got it.
It's kind of like any other live game.
You need the fucking bullshit. Fuck.
I was going to change it to Zoom It, but now I got something else to do.
Voice of Hulk Hogan!
Do a mega mix of this with James Hetfield going crazy.
Yeah.
One second.
Okay.
Yo ho ho! Every time James Hetfield says yo ho ho, I should drink. Alright? Ready?
No, but you control that. I'm like,
I don't have it on my computer. Rob?
Wait, why can't I just drink steadily throughout the show?
How many drinks have you had?
Still the first one.
That's going to be a song about Frank taking her home later. Going 140 miles an hour. Yo-ho-ho! He's a pirate. I just realized. He's going, yo-ho-ho!
Yeah! Arr, me matey!
Oh, now he's sounding more like Mustaine.
I'm starboard bow. 15 men on a dead man's chest. Da-da-da.
You need to go higher.
Where's me peg leg? Ow! I want to finger Noah with my hook hand. Ow! Climb aboard me vessel.
You just joined.
I can't even say.
What?
Swashbuckle?
Yes. Thank you. I'm already slurring my words.
I know about swashbuckle.
We've discussed them on the show before.
We have?
Yeah.
The FBI is in the chat room, and they say that they do not approve of the invitation of their good friend Dave.
Oh, he even spelled bureau correctly. Dave said that he knows the FBI and CIA.
He has friends in the FBI.
He has friends in high places.
And Obama.
Yeah, so we better watch it.
I hang out at the UN when I'm not touring. Somebody's got to clean the bathrooms.
Let's get our number is 646-929-1357. Give us a call. We'll hang out on the phone.
So you guys went to Metal Fest last week, didn't you?
This is true. We did go. Well, yeah, this weekend is me, Frank, and Sean.
True.
We went for a ravishing weekend of interviews, booze, and doobies. It was fun times.
Any gossip?
I got some sun.
that was the main thing coming out of the event. But another hilarious story was we wake up the second day, and Frank, who was out all night partying, told us a great story. Frank, go ahead. Why don't you tell us the story again?
I wasn't even sure if I was allowed to talk about this.
No, let's talk about it. They don't listen. Who cares?
All right. Well, after the bar closes at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty lame everywhere other than New York.
Yeah, what's that about?
Everybody kind of retreated back to the hotel rooms for parties and whatnot, and there was a party at the Crown Plaza in Victory's room, which usually happens every year. And I'd say there's a good, like, 20, 25 people in the room partying, you know, just drinking or whatever. And
now, is this room as big as our room?
How much coke was in this room?
No, nothing like that. It was all just lots of drinking. That's pretty much it. And, you know, eating chips and stupid shit like that, whatever.
Chips!
It was the same. That
like
was
a high school party.
it was the same size as our room. It's the same size as our room, but one bed. So it was a little bit more room, and, you know, it was sufficient for who was there or whatever. And then in walks Scott Lee, the
promoter of the New England Metal Center.
Yeah, and he's just, like, belligerent. I mean, he like, walks in, just, like, blaring. He starts being super loud and just, like, spilling his beer on the bed, on the walls. Like, anything he could possibly demolish in his path, he totally did. Like, there was somebody eating chips. He threw it on the floor, started smashing it into the you know, the rug. And
did that person just start crying because he smashed their chin?
No, no, not at all, actually. It was just like, there was like kind of whispers going around, like, dude, who the fuck invited this guy? It's crazy. You know, like, he's just going nuts. And he just kind of being obnoxious or whatever. And then maybe 20, 30 minutes later, the cops come because it was too loud. And despite several times, like, everybody tried to hush everybody up, he was just, like, blaring loud. He was in the bathroom doing God knows what for a while, and which we later found out he broke the toilet bowl.
Yeah, he stole the toilet seat.
Yeah. He was just going off the wall.
That took a massive shit.
The cops came, threw us out, and later, you know, finally I retreated back to my hotel, like 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And I told them the story when we woke up early in the morning, and then Rob could take it from here.
Yeah, so then I was like, whoa, that's weird. First of all, I was like, Scott Lee, he has to work today. He has to, like, he had to be at the venue at least, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock so the bands could load in. So I was like, what is he doing partying late at night? And then, so then we get to the venue around noon to start doing our interviews. And then I had to go up to, I went up to actually Chelsea Grin's manager, who was talking to Scott Lee at the time.
Oops, sorry. Accident.
It's a happy accident. And so he was talking to Scott Lee. And then the Chelsea Grin's manager was like, I heard what you did last night. And then Scott Lee was telling the story from his perspective. And he was like, yeah, I went to this party. And I was like, is Tony Brummel paid for this room? Tony Brummel is, of course, the owner of Victory Records.
Who everyone in the world hates.
Yeah. So he's like, is Tony Brummel paid for this room? And then they were like, yeah. So then I poured my beer all over his bed. And then I knocked out the chips out of the guy's head. And then I stole their fucking toilet seat. Yeah, fuck them. And Tony Brummel, too.
See, that's awesome.
That is where a good story becomes a great story.
Well, when Frank, when you said it was Victory's room, instantly I was like, well, what did he do that was bad? I support everything that this guy did.
No, I mean, it's awesome being on our perspective because, like, you know, we don't have to pay for it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we giggled about it.
In fact, the guy, I don't know if I'm giving too much away here, but...
No, give it away.
Okay, well, Atticus kind of hosted the party in Victory's room. Mm-hmm. And when I realized we were getting kicked out of the room, everybody's like, dude, like, isn't that your room? He's like, what do you think, I'm stupid enough to have a fucking party in my own room?
Yeah. Swing baller!
Ba-dum-bum. So then who had to sleep in that room?
The guy from the Victory, like, street team guy. That's the guy.
So Tony Victory wasn't even there?
No, of course, no, he was just paying for it. Paid for all the damages. Okay. Paid for a new toilet.
I mean,
for the
that's all money that wouldn't be going to the bands anyway.
Yeah.
So let him spend something other than shaving his head.
Yeah, we didn't really get to watch too much of the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival because we were outside the whole weekend doing interviews. We only really saw, like, headlining bands.
Oh, you're one of those.
Who did you team up with this weekend?
Holzer.
Well, we teamed up with Johnny Orlando Jr., who is another metal journalist online.
I always thought he would be like your arch nemesis. So I was surprised that team up happened.
Why would he be my arch nemesis?
He's going to
rob Tempton.
Wait, he's 60 feet tall.
I think as far as interviewers go, they're like, you know, not I wouldn't say similar, but like they're on the same playing field, you know?
Yeah.
I would agree.
We're both going for the same thing. That's why.
Who's funnier?
I don't know.
Rob, come on.
I think he's probably more over the top.
Who? The other dude?
Yeah. I'm more based in reality.
Okay. Can you play something from him?
Yeah, let's give me an example.
Let me get.
What's so over
what's
the top?
What's his shtick?
He wears a suit.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And he has a clipboard.
Does he have a website or does he do this on YouTube?
And he also says, ask questions that are a little off the cuff.
You know who else is a lot like Rob? Metal Sanaz.
They're both Iranian. That's true.
She stole that thing about wearing skirts all the time. And then he had to stop. We used to do that in the beginning of the site.
God, you wouldn't bring that up. Like,
sorry.
I kind of wish you were wearing right now.
Oh, hey. Damn, sit down. So here's an interview he did with Silenos of Dimmu Borgir.
Good question.
an intro.
Oh.
Just a video of Dima Boy. Let's just cut through this.
Please.
Hey.
We're with Selenos from the Mighty Dima Boy Gear. You know, they're here in Chicago supporting their seventh album. In Sorte Diaboli. Is that pronounced right?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Is it? You know, a lot of folks had criticized some of my questions before, so what I did was open it up to the world and let the folks from YouTube and Blabbermouth ask Selena some of their own questions. Now, the first thing that
I...
Oh,
wait a minute.
Is that your fans are
not sure one where actually don't question.
Yeah, let's go to a throwdown interview.
Can you pause for... I don't... He one good thing that you do is you don't mention how people criticize you. That's a mistake that he made. People said my questions sucked last time. So I'm going to do something different this time.
If you don't like them this week, blame yourselves.
Hey, Rob just keeps doing the same thing over and over.
Wait a minute.
You guys want to play Zephyrs?
No, I like that. I like that you don't acknowledge it. What, you know, I mean,
here's
I like who they don't.
Here's him interviewing the Throwdown.
Latest album, Venom and Tears. How's it selling? Everything good so far?
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's been received really well by Glenn,
has really excited
the fans would take to it necessarily. And
I like your interview with Throwdown better.
Is that Jeff Hardy sitting there?
No.
I think that's Jeff Hardy.
And we didn't really think about that. We just kind of used for the record that we, you know, felt real passionate about, and here we are, and it paid. I guess it's paid off because people get it, and that's, you know, that's important.
So how do you guys feel about, some people say it sounds like Pantera. How did those comparisons sit with you?
And then he choked them out.
You guys did a cover of Baby Got Back, yeah. And I need to know, how do you guys really feel about Big Bucks?
I think they're great. I think that, you know...
This is really entertaining. Anyway, we have Rich Hall is, I think, on the line. He says he's on the line. Let's get him on here.
Oh, wait, hold on. The top one. Frank's head is blocking me.
Hello, Rich Hall.
Hi, guys. Hello, Rich Hall.
Hey, can you lower your computer a little?
Yeah, lower that fucking computer.
Richard.
Hello.
Rich.
I'm here.
Turn it down.
Turn it out. Go in another room or something.
We're in an endless loop.
Turn it out. Go in another room or something. Okay. Hold on. Is this better?
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, ho, ho.
Karen!
Karen!
I said hello to myself. That was awesome.
Hello, hello, hello.
I think
are we good?
No, oh, wait, no.
Yeah,
hello?
No, we're good. No, we're good.
Oh, my echo didn't come back. Thanks a lot.
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
What's going on over there?
We're going crazy with some... isolated James Hetfield vocals.
James Hetfield as a pirate.
Perfect. Sounds like a live cast.
Yo ho ho! Yeah! Oh yeah! Kick the corner! Join the crash!
Kick the corner! Join the crash!
Oh my god, you guys are hilarious.
Join the crash!
Darren!
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing?
What's going on,
what's
Rich?
What's up, man? Nothing. I just called in because I was bored, and I bought two burritos for some reason, and I didn't eat the other one, but whatever. Yeah.
I heard it here first.
Can you deliver your second burrito to us?
Yeah, Noah wants a burrito.
I'll give her a burrito. Don't worry about that. But anyway,
hard
but yeah.
What kind of burrito is it?
It's a vegetarian. It's vegetarian meat.
We go to our reporter in the field, Rich Hall, with our news update.
Yeah, I have nothing to say. I was just bored, and I just wanted to say hello to everyone. I see Frank's there. I hear Frank's there. So.
Frank, yeah. Say something.
Hey. Frank goes silent.
Well,
I don't. I don't have the headphones, so I have no idea what's going on.
He said hello to you.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Anything else going on?
Hi. No, nothing. I got that Converge show going on. Oh my god, I got hung up.
No.
Oh, this is going to be a plug? Is that what that is?
Yeah, we're going to be
filming. This is going to be a plug. Right. Yeah, I have a Converge show coming up Thursday that no one wants to go to on your show.
What are you talking about? We want to be filming three shows.
I think we all want to go to that
show.
Yeah.
It's on Cinco de Mayo.
No.
You and Frank are like, you know, are well, welcome. Sean has to pay for a ticket. Noah can, you know.
Dave,
you want to come, fine. You know, Darren is fine. But Sean has to pay, you know.
I'm not giving you a bear hug on Sunday now. You're not going to get
That's
it.
Fine. Then it's $10 at the door on Sunday then.
What other shows do you have coming up, Rich Hall?
I have a austerity program and disappear on Sunday. I have Lord Mantis and Sia Bones on Wednesday. Thursday, like I said.
Natalie Merchant, right?
Excuse me?
When is the Natalie Merchant show?
The Natalie Merchant show is August 24th at the PNC Arts Arena. Please bring your grandmother and mother. You'll probably get a discount.
All right, cool.
Hey, I try to do it all.
You do, and you do it well.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You're still not going to Converge, so don't try to. So, yeah, that's about it. I just didn't know what to call about. I am not under any influence. I just am bored and just wanted to say hi. Hi.
Well, hello there.
Hi. And I saw your little aim and picture and stuff like that. I did get a giggle out of it. Not a day goes by that I don't remember that song being named after me. So,
right. Rich Paul has a Curl Up and Die song named after him.
I sure do.
The song is called Rich Paul, and then in parenthesis. It says, Rich Paul, runner-up in a Carson Daly look-alike contest.
Because, I guess, I look like Carson Daly. I'm not too sure about that now.
Like a sexier Carson Daly.
More handsome. Definitely more handsome.
More true than funny.
Oh, you guys are buttering me up. Sean, you're still not coming, so stop.
I'll be coming.
All of you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, my roommate's home. I have to get dressed. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good live cast. Bye-bye.
See you on Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't think you're getting it for free, though. All right, well, and if you want to call in, our number is 646-929-1357.
Really, if it's only $10.
You can afford it. You work on MTV.
It's true.
So what else happened at Metal Fest? What else did we do? We were there for like 3 days almost.
Well, I would say it was a pretty awesome time as far as like the bands that played, the lineup, and just the ease of everything.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
What were some of your favorite bands?
Well, it was really cool to watch Mastodon from the side of the stage.
Until can we talk about that? No.
Yeah, we can totally talk about it.
What?
Other sites talked about it.
But all not right. talk.
What is it?
That's not.
I slept with Troy.
They were just having some sound problems, and Brent left the stage. But then they came back and they did one more song.
So why can't you talk about that?
Do you understand though? Is Macedon Sound Dude is not on tour with them because of the volcano issue, and they are not happy about it. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, basically.
But that doesn't
fuck that volcano.
Reflect negatively on them. It's just an issue that happened.
Not the fans' fault.
So if you see them wig out, you know why.
Yeah, curse Iceland.
Well, I think everything's restored now. So
in Iceland?
I mean, with the air traffic.
There's still a lot of problems, though. I heard that there's an influx in... this might go back to the Arizona thing, which I did not hear about till before today, but there's an influx in immigration problems
because
people are, like, swindling their way through. And actually, just last night, Jeff Loomis mentioned that the flight that he was on the way...
Frank got to hang out with my boyfriend, Jeff Loomis.
We also heard that Frank joined Nevermore last night, too.
What?
Yeah, Metal Flex told us that you and you joined Nevermore.
Are you kidding? What are you talking about?
They tweeted in a way which was a little bit misleading. It sounded like you were joining Nevermore.
No. See what happens when I don't read Twitter?
Here we go. They tweeted, "We're drinking with Frank Godla and Jeff Loomis of Nevermore."
It should have said Jeff Loomis of Nevermore and Frank. That would have been better.
So Frank, you're in Nevermore now.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he flew in to New York yesterday, and he was saying that it's the first time he was on board a plane, and officers came on and took out four people who were illegal immigrants trying to get into the country.
Wow. Were they in Arizona?
No, I think
they were from Seattle. Yeah.
Was one of them Nina?
I think she's here illegally.
So anything fun happened when you hung out with Jeff Loomis, Frank?
A lot of dorkery, you know. It's like, he's actually, he does not like the new Ozzy record, I can tell you that much. Mm. He spent a while talking about, like, you know, the downfall of Ozzy.
Do you like it?
I'm pissed I missed that picture.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. How did
you hear? I heard like 2 seconds.
You know, we've come to the conclusion that it's all written by the same person. Like, you know, every Ozzy... No. But it's a writer.
His producer. Yeah, producer guy.
What's his name? So no matter who's actually playing in the band at any given time, it's always going to kind of sound the same because of the writer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all concluded that they really need to just step up to a new writer. You know?
Does the dude write the lyrics too, or does Ozzy write the lyrics?
No.
Come on now.
He can barely read the lyrics.
The lyrics are so generic, though, too. Yeah. It's just like the whole
They're generic
point
enough that he could write them. Well, to me, it just seems like it's totally, like, totally formula.
Are they about naps?
No, the song is called Let Me Hear You Scream. Yeah, let me...
Because that's the only phrase he could repeat now. It's the only thing he remembers. He says it during shows like 50 times.
That's the chorus of every song on this album.
Yes.
Let me hear you!
And then it's the sound of, like, water splashing.
Yeah, I really can't hear you.
So please, let me hear you. Come on, girl. Yeah, it's loading up.
Step closer. Is this a single or something?
Yeah, it's the first single off his new album, Scream. It's just like...
Sounds the same.
Yeah. It's like, it's totally made to be played during, like, sporting events.
Yep.
And, like, sold for, like, car commercials or something. That's
so he's like the metal Black Eyed Peas, basically?
Yeah.
You're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes. Or, like, yeah, like the metal Moby, just making songs that he can license.
That was a good simile. That was really good.
Yeah.
It is very clever when it comes to these things.
Thank you, darling.
I think Gus G could have did a way better job had he actually been able to write anything on his own.
Who?
Gus G,
the new guitarist.
Oh. What was before
Firewind?
Do you think like certain established bands did that intentionally, like, you know, the woohoo that song, or
that's Blur, right?
Yeah.
No, I think that was one of the first songs that ever became like that, you know, labels realized, hey, we can make money off licensing.
Yeah.
So it was like one of the first licensing.
But what about like, We Will Rock You? That was like, you know.
Well, that.
See, I don't know about that because Depeche Mode, dude, was like huge on licensing back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about what's his face? Like a Rock.
Yeah, Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And Mellencamp too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is our country.
Awesome.
Oh my God. I hate that song so much.
Well, what's the deal with Queen? Did they know that song was gonna be played everywhere 9 billion times?
Sure, they went against it once the money started running.
Obviously, but I mean like. Did they write it for that purpose? It seems like it had to be.
No, there's a story behind the song. I thought it had to do with AIDS.
Really?
What? Yeah. I think that song was before.
That's before the monkey had sex with the man.
If it was written by Freddie Mercury, there was some kind of AIDS involved.
There was actual AIDS on the
on the lyric sheet. It was actually written by Brian May.
Oh really?
No, he's straight.
Birthday is that guy?
Oh yeah.
I have the same birthday as Dakota Fanning.
Nice.
Yeah,
same year.
I know. It's always biting my
Are you legal?
Always steal my thunder, that Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Ozzy, I got home late last night and caught a repeat of Lopez Tonight and Ozzy was on.
I saw your Facebook post about
it. Yes, dude. This is the first time I've ever seen that show, and I hate George Lopez to begin with, but I endured.
George Lopez?
Dude.
Are you racist?
Wait, was it a repeat? Because.
Yeah.
I think it aired. Ozzy and Kimmel.
It was a few weeks ago.
Luckily for you, that's the last show he's going to do in the U.S.
I have
to get him deported.
Oh, okay. It was beyond awful, dude. It was like he was helping Ozzy along the entire way.
Really? Was Ozzy out of it? I mean, more than usual?
Isn't that always the case? Surprisingly, though? I thought he was more aware.
He was alert
than usual. Yeah, wow. But still, like.
Gave him an adrenaline shot to the heart and then stuffing off his face. Like Pulp Fiction style.
Yeah, Eric Stoltz was in the room.
At the commercial break, they had to go to the
there it is.
To the EMTs.
Always with the bouncer.
What's that?
I'm happy that you're here, man. I'm a huge fan of yours. I told you that.
It's not old style.
No, no, but I mean it. I mean, I love that.
Oh, yeah,
you
should, yeah.
Can you pause that for a second? This is what I picture it being like. Like, all right, yeah, man. We'll be right back with more Ozzy Osbourne coming up right after this. And then, all right, bring the needle in, man. He needs a shot right now. Wake him up.
You could have really played up the Latino accent a little more.
That's running 40 years.
Oh. Paranoid and
Yeah,
congratulations
fair.
On the book. I Am Ozzy is number 3 on the New York Times bestseller.
It was a pull, no punches, best title.
How were you able to, as a dyslexic, write down everything?
Well,
remember how far I got called Chris?
I can't read, man.
Some dude named Chris helped you.
Yeah.
But do you, and I'm dyslexic, and I don't give a f- if it takes me 20 years, I'm going to read this book. But I'll run 10, 20 years.
Thanks, Al.
As a rock star, I mean, it has to be, it's really honest.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of, there's also a lot of serious stuff that I do as well on the witness thing.
Yeah.
I know. Well, when does it get entertaining, Frank?
Can we go back to Punch Out Nevermore?
It's as if George Lopez is giving the interview himself.
Yeah, yeah. He's leading him.
Can you elaborate? We should trigger up a memory. Right. When I'm on my long-term memories, I'll probably...
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, so you had this guy write it for you, and this happened, and that happened, and Boz was just like, yep.
Hey, man, your wife's really a cunt, huh?
Ozzy was just like, if it loads.
Yeah! Hey, why does either one of us have a show, man?
All right, enough Ozzy. Wait, so what else happened at Metal Fest? Some more stuff had to happen.
Talk about bands. What bands?
Gaza fucking Slayed. And there was a... I know we shouldn't talk about that either.
What are all these things that we shouldn't talk about?
I mean, Corpse Grinder turned out to be a pretty awesome dude.
Yeah, Corpse Grinder, he's like the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
I want to hug his neck.
Huge neck. Huge neck.
Big, meaty neck, yes.
Huge neck. And we smoked with Paul, the drummer of Cannibal Corpse. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Who, his dad was actually at the show on the tour bus with him.
True.
Yeah, he had to sneak out of his tour bus to smoke with us. So his dad didn't know.
Some things never change.
Brutal.
There you go. We watched Red Court from the side of the stage. That was fun.
We did. Red Court.
With the Howl dudes. And then we with Mastodon, we watched Mastodon from the side of the stage. Nate from Doom Riders and Converge fame was with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, the guy from Doom Riders is also in Converge?
Yeah, the lead dude plays bass.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, kind of
respect levels through the floor.
No, you got to drink some more for that. Come on, drink.
I'm waiting for the ice
straw.
What
kind of booze is that?
It's warm. I'm just waiting for the ice to cool my drink.
It's water and ice.
And then you're going to chug it, right?
No.
What kind of booze is that?
It's vodka and soda.
Agua.
Soda meaning seltzer?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you put like a Fanta in there.
Fanta is not clear.
I know. I thought you were so drunk that you didn't know that it was Fanta.
I'm not drunk.
It's Faygo.
Okay.
Sure.
What if it's lemon? Then it would be clear.
I don't drink flavored sodas, so I wouldn't know.
Oh. Another thing that happened at Metal Fest was I got recognized a lot. Yeah.
So I've heard.
A lot. Guys, back me up here.
Yeah, like two times or like there were like these two fat
Sean
kids.
And Frank were both texting me and they had a little bet about how many times you would talk about you getting recognized.
Didn't
talk
away. Wait, what? What was the bet?
That's why?
If Frank was wrong he'd blow me, and if I was wrong I'd blow him.
Oh, okay. Happened. No, I just want to tell this one part about it.
Didn't that the girl upstairs?
No, not the girl.
Didn't you get live cast comments?
No, there was two fat kids in the Amon Amarth shirts that recognized him. That was it.
Together or separate?
Lies. Okay. Lies.
Together. Oh. Two buddies together. Yeah, like,
okay, all right, wait. Injection. Frank wrote, me and Sean have a wager going. If Rob talks about being recognized more than 140 times in 2 days, I win a new car. I'm close.
Does that mean enough?
Well, the first day it was like, within the first 20 minutes, it was like, you did get recognized a lot, but it was like, all right.
But it's a lot of dudes with like peach fuzz beards.
It was just like, no, it was, yeah. And then these two drunk guys were like, oh, we love your show, man. We love it. Yeah, yeah. And then somebody
asked,
like,
sticker.
No. Somebody was like, so do you like his interviews? Nah, he's weird.
But in a weird way where you can't look away.
I really like what he gets out of the band.
It was in a weird way that just keeps drawing me in. That was the quote.
Wow. That was the guy who's like, yo, I'll buy you drinks, man. Let's go to a bar. We'll buy you drinks.
But then the
they weren't
like,
even old enough
to buy them drinks.
He's like, yeah, dude, they got jobs.
Like, no, I'm going to buy you guys drinks. They're like, look, thanks, man. But we can't leave. We have interviews to do. And then he was like offended. He's like, so you're not gonna come get drinks?
Apparently the one dude what had the wallet and the other dude was just calling out for drinks.
Yeah.
We had a lot of lurkers too. I know.
Oh, that dude, yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In the past 3 years it's happened. There's like one or two people will sort of sidle up with us, like if we're filming like an interview, and they'll think that we're just watching the interviews, so they'll come up and just stand with us, like, yeah, and then they'll throw out their little quips about the story to me or to whoever was with us, to Frank or whatnot, and keep inching their way and then into the center of our group, just watching kind of arms crossed. But again, creepy, like freckle face, like long goatee. Nice.
I had nothing to do with it. Sweating bullets. So that was cool. There were some really, really cool people that came up. You know, some really nice kids. One kid wanted me to tell the Iron Sheik to zoom it, and zoom it did. Aww. And I literally hugged him. I was like, you're a wonderful person, young man.
Goes to show you that if you're going to go up to Rob in a public place, make sure you groom yourself, because we will trash you in the air. If you look
if
stupid.
I'm here, yeah, if I'm here. Yeah. I'm the fashion police from Metal and Justice.
This one fangirl came up to me later in the weekend. She was like, I just want to let you know that I am such a big fan of your Children of Bodom interview.
just the Children of Bodom interviews. Yeah.
She was like, you know, you guys are the first place that I watch any Children of Bodom. Well, after Viva La Bam.
Oh, second to Viva La Bam.
She thinks that's all you do is
Well, no. I understand that she watched Viva La Bam. Bodom was on Viva La Bam. She fell in love.
Okay.
Googled Children of Bodom, found our site, fell in love with our site.
Yes. Was she hot?
She was a fangirl.
What does that mean?
She has a
nice
girl.
Personality.
She was a nice girl.
You don't want to put a couple fingers in there, Rob?
No.
Even out of state, a little out of state.
Why do you have to make him insult the poor girl?
Yeah.
She was a lovely girl. She was very friendly.
She's too young for you anyway.
Yeah.
Was she?
She watched
She was born in the 90s.
Hey, by the way, Rob, someone in the chat reminded me. Don't you mean that you binged Children of Bodom?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Come on, get with the program.
Bing Children of Bodom. Yeah, I guess that's really it. We got a lot of really good interviews. That should be up sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to think. What else? Anything eventful?
It really just was really smooth.
Yeah.
There was no problem.
Happened. We ate at Uno's. We had a bunch of Uno's.
A lot of
Uno's. Well, what else is to eat over there?
Yeah.
How was your experience outside of work on this trip?
It was like we've been there many times, and we've learned not to leave
the
two block. Like, the furthest we go from the venue is our hotel room.
It's really a triangle. It's like our hotel room, parking lot, Uno's. Hotel room, parking lot, Uno's. That's it.
And we do not walk anywhere. Because, I mean, Worcester, it's funny. I was talking to a guy who was there from Boston, and I was like, dude, so break down Worcester for me, right? He's like, Worcester is basically like Boston's New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's like
a little dirtier.
You're right there.
That's why they call it Uno's, by the way, because that's the one place you go when you're there.
A little delayed. Sean, are you on
really liked it.
Are you on a delay?
I'm just listening on the stream.
I'm listening in from the stream.
But before we take this caller, 260, hold on 1 second. We were in a bodega there, and there was this woman ahead of us on the phone with her son. You're like, yeah, why you need $10? Yeah, you're going to buy some weed, are you, huh? Yeah, I'm not giving you $10 for
$10?
Weed.
$10?
And then she's like, don't be a fag.
What?
Call your own son a fag.
And then Rob was like, excuse me, miss, where can I get weed for $10? that phone number?
I bought plenty, so don't worry about that.
And when we found some in the car, too.
That's true. Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful
weekend. It was a wonderful weekend. All right.
It was just a good time. 260. You are on the live cast. How may we be of assistance to you?
Hey, what's up? It's Luke.
What's up, Luke?
Not much. I just wanted to suggest some bands for Thresher Trash It.
Who said we're even doing that?
Yeah, what are you, the program director here?
Producer.
Way to jump the gun, Lucas.
Yeah, this is Luke. You guys got a break coming up.
Wait a minute, he called
half
the gun.
We have Sean is actually doing all the music, and we're not. I don't think we're going to do Thrasher this week because
Thrasher.
That's
well,
right.
It was up to me last week.
Thrasher. Yeah, no. So sorry, Luke. Maybe next week. Is that cool?
Okay.
Are you going to listen next week?
Is that cool?
What?
Are you going to listen next week?
Leave the program, sir.
As far as I know, yeah.
Lucas, can you sing "Happy Birthday to Noah" for us again?
I did last week.
That's true.
I know, but you had a week to prepare, because last week kind of failed miserably. Could you do it again for us?
You don't have. It's all right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday to you. There, I did it.
Yeah!
I really enjoyed what you had in the end there. That's some good flair.
Yo ho ho! Yeah.
Oh, we have another
call. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Lucas. That was awesome.
His name is Luke. Not Lucas.
I'll get a little professional.
No, it's Sean calling Lucas. 801. You are on the line.
Hey guys, Zegers. I was wondering if I could call and make a music suggestion for the music break.
Oh boy.
Well, like I just said, Sean is doing all the music. It's going to be a New England metal and hardcore themed break.
I know, that's why I called in.
Okay, what would you like to request?
Well, oh, yeah, I could actually make a suggestion. Can I Play with Madness by Iron Maiden?
No.
Maybe next week. I'll bring it in.
Oh, all right, I'll wait for next week. All right.
Next
See you guys. But thanks anyways.
Thank you for
thanks
listening.
For calling in.
No, here it is. Come on, give the guy this.
I love how we give our listeners what they want.
You know, while we're on the subject of taking callers, I actually have 2 CDs to give away that I just got in the mail today. It's pretty sweet. Solution 45, the original singer of Scar Symmetry.
I played that last week and nobody liked it.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how you played it.
And Smash Mouth, right?
No. Yeah, Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth killed it on the second stage in New England Metal and Hardcore.
Ruled.
Yeah.
Also 4 times. No, so what?
Can I have that solution?
What's the other?
Meeting?
Oh, they're both.
No, the two of the copies, yeah.
Can I have one of them?
Yeah!
It's a call in, Noah.
Yeah.
We have another caller, 708.
Noah, we have another caller, 708.
Yeah, Noah, stop trying to call in.
Oh, open the CD, damn it.
708, you're on the line. Hey, who is this?
Hey, this is Cole from Chicago.
Yeah, 708.
Cole from Chicago. Do you know Sean?
Do you know each other?
I do know.
What's up?
Anywho, I was wondering, what do you guys think of Periphery at the New England Metal Fest? Because I haven't had a chance to see them live yet. I've been a big fan, you know, following their online success. But, you know, what do you think of them live?
Well, I was able to catch, like, 2 songs or 2 or 3 songs from the side of the stage.
Yeah, didn't you go too, Frank?
Because
Periphery side of stage, no?
No, I wasn't there.
Because, yeah, we were doing interviews when they were playing. But they're really great. Like, we've seen them live before. We have live footage on our site if you want to live vicariously through our cameras.
Oh, I do. I do. I wanted to see from first person experience. How long do you think before gent becomes a dirty word like metalcore or deathcore or anything like that?
Never, because Meshuggah are the inventors of gent, and Meshuggah will never be a dirty word.
What is
this
gent?
Is true.
Gent.
So you are a first-time caller, I believe, right?
I am a first-time caller.
Have you listened to the show before?
I've never listened to the live webcast. I'm actually your guy's friend on Facebook, so your Facebook promotion is doing really great as far as I signed into the show and called in, so I guess that's
There's
working out good
for you. There's a tear in Rob's eye right now, a tear.
My online marketing.
No, that's
but,
cool. So, question, do you like music?
I do love music.
Well, today's your lucky day, buddy, because you get to win a free CD from our giveaway pile.
That's awesome! Fucking brutal.
My enthusiasm.
You can pick between Solution 45, Nightwish, and Rob Halford.
That's awesome.
Is that all that's left?
Hello?
Yeah, no.
Rob is reaching for your CDs.
Is that what he's reaching
for?
Something. There's also Slipknot Volume 3.
There's also the
New Winds of Plague CD.
The raw vocal track of the St. Anger.
Heavily.
Evile. The new Evile. Bring Me the Horizon. Alfred Christmas songs, like I mentioned. Paradise Lost. Typo Negative. With Bloody Kisses. Mm. Item now. Halloween Best of 25th Anniversary.
Ooh.
Wait, did you say Halloween?
Yeah.
Why can't you give that CD to me?
There's two of them.
I gave you that CD.
I'll burn it for you.
I would go
sleep.
With sleep
Holy Mountain.
All this rest is crap. Go with sleep.
I know. Nightwish. Cult of Luna. Make up your mind already.
I'm going to have to go with the Slipknot. I'm a long time fan. I haven't had a chance to listen to the live stuff yet.
No, this is it. Did I say live? No, I said Volume 3.
Oh, so Volume 3?
Yes.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, and
I like
better
music.
Band.
So, what do you want then?
Go sleep.
I'm gonna have to go with the Winds of Plague.
Winds of Plague.
Okay, can we send him two CDs? One band that he wants, and then one a good band.
So, Winds of Plague, we'll send you in Halford Christmas song.
Awesome.
Like
Nightwish. I guess the answer is no. All right, cool. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
I definitely am.
What's your junkie username?
F Dub Drummer. FDUPDRUMMER.
Well, then, if you just come on down to the private message area and send Rob Injection a private message with your full name and address, we will make sure to get that CD over to you right away. Make sure to get your
cuts. Thanks so much, guys. I honestly really didn't even expect to get through, and this was
awesome. No, our lines
are always so busy. You got really lucky.
The lines are jammed.
Well, thanks so much. I'm going to keep listening, and I'll keep spreading the word about the metal.
Awesome. Thanks for
Do
listening.
It.
Thanks for calling.
Just
send
spread
that
the word about metal injection.
Yeah.
And not metal.
Just spread the word about metal.
People
metal
know about
need
metal.
Your help.
Yeah.
Cool. Have a good one, buddy. 801, back on the line. What does he want? 801, Zegers?
Got up way too quickly.
Yeah.
Makes me think he's got a couple of the CDs in his collection.
I don't know what's worse, him doing that or you knowing what it was.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
That was his favorite band for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was.
I love that, man. Who just did that? Who is that person?
Eggers, I believe that was.
Who is that?
Our longtime
The guy that called 2 seconds ago before the guy from Chicago.
The one who
Lucas?
Isn't Lucas.
Lucas?
No, the other guy.
Rob, you just rubbed your eye and I would just flipped over. It was gross.
Yeah.
You did an inside outy thing?
I could do that. I used to be able to do that. I haven't tried.
Disgusting.
All right, kid. You all probably also ate dandelions during gym class. You were
what?
You were that kid?
Sid actually never had to go to gym class, I heard.
No, I did, but not in high school.
Were you the kid that smelled like a hint of piss?
Wait, what is this Dandelion thing that you're saying?
There was a guy in Sid's class named Dandelion, strangely enough.
Yeah.
No, there was always one kid, no matter what class I was in, all through elementary school, whatever, but there was always a kid that was just, you know, smelled like a hint of piss, and we'd like sit down, and we were playing like, you know, outside, and he would just eat the dandelion.
Oh.
No, that was Dan DeLeon, that was in his class.
So you know who I'm talking about. There's always that one kid. Sweatpants, the knees ripped out.
They didn't have a special ed class at your school that they could have put him in?
Yeah, I was in it.
Oh,
I don't know. But there's always that one kid. I think ours was, I don't want to repeat his name.
Come on, do it. He might be listening right now.
I think he might have committed suicide.
Well,
so then he's not listening.
Perfect. Is there like a Facebook tribute page to this guy? Let's find it.
We'll just say his name was Garrett L.
Look him up on Facebook.
Because I think he is.
Garrett
L.
L.
Yeah, he did not.
Put after the L, put a star, though, because then it'll search for anything.
Oh, that's good. That's
a little
true? Trick.
Okay, good.
No, it's not. Anyway, we should
Do a music break.
Nice.
Oh, you're the program director now?
We got program directors all over here in this fucking show.
I really kind of need to just go outside.
Anyway.
Let's not take a fucking break now.
Hey.
Fuck it. Fuck you, Sean.
Don't worry, Darren. It's going to be really short.
It's true.
Yeah.
And all the songs. There's only one song over 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. So is this a Napalm Death set list again?
No, actually, yeah. These are all bands that played at the New England Metal Hardcore.
I like that there's a theme.
Yeah.
We should do this more often. We should have themes.
Yeah. For the four songs that we play every fucking show.
We should
do it. You know what we could do is make a contest out of that. You know, guess the theme.
Okay, yeah, everyone call in. Try to guess.
Guess what our theme is here.
Well, obviously you gave it away, but I mean, that's
yeah, but I deliberately picked the short one so we could do more than four songs.
Do more. All right, we're going to start with Gazah. Am I saying that right?
Yep, that's right. From SLC, Gazah.
Mastodon. And then maybe we'll get to Cannibal Corpse.
And,
no, we'll probably get
and Hint of Piss when we play.
Hint of Piss?
Yeah.
Here it is, Gaza. On the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Thank you.
Thank you. down your shofars, kids. Because tonight the Metal Injection live cast is going to be like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Enjoy the show.
What an anti-Semitic.
All right, we're back. That was 30 songs picked by Sean. No, not really.
29.
From the top, it was Gaza with Cass. Mastodon with Crusher Destroyer. Cannibal Corpse with Maniacal. Red Chord with Clients. Doom Riders with Worthless. Between the Buried and Me with Crokies and Boatchos. And finally, Arsonists Get All the Girls with Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
What is that that you struggled to pronounce there? What?
Boatchos?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Spell it, Sean.
I know. I don't know what a bocho is, but I know what a croaky is. Isn't a croaky like a fashion sketch, or like a very rough sketch of something, of a design?
Well, you're our fashion expert, so I guess you would know about it.
I would assume. I've dated a lot of fashion designers.
Hello.
Croakies.
Is that why you wear the safety pins on your t-shirt?
It's true. Because if I don't, I'll look like a silhouette of Snoopy's doghouse.
I don't know.
That was awesome.
We'll never know. So we're back. And everyone's on their... Oh, we have a caller. 480. Sounds like it's Nina. Nina, are you still in the country?
Yes, I'm still in the country.
God. So what's up?
Not with you guys.
How do you feel about that new legislation?
It's fucking stupid and racist.
Why?
Because
how many times
they're telling what?
How many times have you been stopped?
Zero.
They have to search your backpack?
No.
Is your mom still allowed into Suns games?
Yes.
That's good. I think that's most important.
No.
I think she's in Mexico. I can listen to the background.
Nina, I was going to say, can you lower your radio? No, so what's up, Nina? I heard you don't have your Slipknot backpack anymore.
No, not anymore.
What have you upgraded to, a Hello Kitty backpack?
No.
Or
I just used one of my Hollister bags.
Oh, a Hollister bag. You're big into Hollister.
Hmm?
You're a big fan of the Hollister brand.
I guess. I don't know.
Into your Hollister bag.
Yeah, put a Slipknot patch on it. Cut it off your previous book bag so you have like a part of your old self on your new self.
I like that.
So, like, in all seriousness, though, has anyone you know been taken away, like, in the middle of the night, or?
Darren is very concerned.
I'm just curious. It's very interesting to me.
My backpack's still in my room.
I'm being serious. Like, they are deporting people, right?
Oh.
All right, she's not going to answer.
Yeah.
Anything else going on that's new in your life, Nina? What's new, Nina?
I started school pretty late today.
You started school pretty late today?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What classes did you have today?
Spanish, biology, and journalism.
How dare you take Spanish?
No, that's not fair.
Jesus, come on. Learn a new language. Do you pretend you're white, like, then screw up the words on purpose?
Rob, she's taking journalism.
Wow.
You should give him some pointers.
What pointers does he know to show her?
I took a journalism class.
Uh-huh.
And one thing is that you should try to show up.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
then,
what,
like,
you did wrong?
Pay attention. These are all things I didn't do. Read the material that they give you.
Don't drink a lot before an interview.
Don't tell the band you're interviewing the shitty things you did that people didn't like in the other video. That's what that other guy who's like you did that you don't do.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to any good new music, Nina, that you want to tell us about?
I've been listening to, like, Solution 45, and then
all right.
Yeah.
Nina, do you want the new Solution 45 CD?
She already has the CD.
Yeah, she's listening to it.
Oh, that's right.
I don't have the CD.
Oh.
She's been listening to it on their MySpace.
Is this true, Nina?
What?
Just say yes.
What's true?
What else?
I will say Solution 45 is pretty good. I think that's true.
Nina, turn down the radio.
I'm trying.
Eric, don't, I'm
yeah, act
take
like
over.
I played it.
So you have to message Metal Injection or Rob Injection with your address, and we'll send you the new
phone. What?
Oh,
wait.
You're actually going to give it to me?
Yes.
Yay. Thank you,
Noah's drunk. She's giving away all our...
Noah's like, yeah, you can have all the CDs.
I'm giving it all away.
You can have all the CDs we have here. So Noah say, you fuck around. You can have Rob's laptop.
Couch cushions and fucking paper towels and shit.
Fuck him. You take his paper towels. Rob, you smell your paper towels.
Fuck him, motherfucker.
He's a
Bruce
face.
You don't know me? You don't know me?
So yeah, what are you sending us?
Alfred Christmas.
Where's that coming from?
Oh, here.
So yeah, okay. Solution 45 CD, it's yours. Great, thanks.
We have the Cumbia King.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't think I'd get one since I'm not.
What about the Alfred CD? Do you want that one too?
No.
Why does no one want the CD?
Do you really? You're asking that?
If you were giving out two CDs, I'd go for Nightwish.
Let's send it to her.
Give her everything. Nina has given us so much fodder for comedy.
No,
I feel like she deserves
today.
A second CD. If she wants it.
But a third CD as well?
What third CD?
Well, we already gave her one.
Yeah.
Four. So this would be...
No,
this would be
her second.
Before? What did we give her before?
A Devil Driver CD.
That was a long time ago. It doesn't count. It was last year.
Everything rolls over in 2000.
There you go.
Well, all right, then.
So I'm getting two CDs or one?
You have an entire collection.
And a T-shirt. And a backpack.
Yeah, you have to promise to be celibate for the rest of 2010.
How much does it cost to ship to Mexico? Someone in the chat.
Oh. You just strap it to the back of a burro. It'll get there eventually, it knows.
Can we just put Rob in a crate and kind of ship him?
Can we do that anyway?
Shipping would be way too expensive on me.
My giant dong.
Okay, all right, Nina. Yeah, send me a message. We'll talk. We'll figure something out.
I'll do that. All right.
Give
thanks.
Call. All right, have a good one. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Oh, I do have to say, I remember from the New England Metal Fest that Rob went swimming by himself in the morning.
Did?
Yeah.
I went to the Pool.
Do you know how to swim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lived by the beach my whole life.
So I know,
my life.
Rob is a mermaid.
I am a mermaid. I am a mermaid,
yeah,
not
a mermaid.
You're a manatee.
Well, it's more just him wading around with two African-American children in the pool.
First of all, there was one African-American child.
Actually, that was not an African-American child. That was just a big poop Rob took.
That was racist.
Oh, no, it's not. That's saying that Rob pooped in the pool.
Oh, God, we're going to hell.
What?
Let's go to the chat room. Was that racist?
Someone said
chat room has to decide.
I'm going to hell just for sitting near you. I'm just saying that
Rob
picked big dumb. That's
but,
all I was saying. They'd be the size of a small
Which kind of stroke were you doing? How are you swimming?
Look, I wasn't looking at the kid. I told you.
You kind of put two hands together in like a praying formation and then sort of.
No, I was just, I don't know. Just
you
whatever,
think the
just swimming around.
Paddle?
No, I can swim. No, I like to lay on my back.
It's on the bottom of the pool.
Drown myself in
the pool. No, but that's
what
surprises me.
Shirtless. Every time we go out somewhere,
the Rob paddle.
Yeah, every time we actually go somewhere, he's always talking about getting in the pool or going in the water. I don't know what the
Did you guys not get the memo? Pools rule?
You would have told me I would have brought a swimsuit.
What?
Did you get recognized by anybody in the pool?
Yes. The African American woman and her son.
No.
We love the love cast.
Were you
the
daddy?
That Julia Child or a black woman?
It's kind of a combo.
Julia Child.
What you do is you put some nutmeg in the pool. Robert, when you're cooking a cake and floating.
It's like Julia Childs and Bill Cosby had a baby.
With Rob's mom, apparently.
Whoa. Lots of semen flying everywhere.
That was a room.
But Sean's just jealous because he was too busy to go.
I was. If you would have told me, I would have brought a swimsuit, but I only had my basketball shorts I slept in.
Did you actually swim without your shirt on? Or?
Yeah.
No. He was that
what?
Guy.
Rob has no shame.
Why would it? Who cares?
I didn't. I was asking.
I look amazing without my shirt on.
Someone in the chat asked.
Rob's been working out with me.
That's right.
And he looks a lot better.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Does he look a lot better?
Yeah.
Let's see.
So you're saying
take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Boo.
We got a call.
I'll get a cup of water and splash
first
it on.
First of all, you saw me with my shirt off all weekend.
I know. I did.
Did you walk around the fest with your shirt off to get a tan? Like that? You're not up to that yet, right?
Not there yet. Okay. 402.
That's gonna be a sound on the ground.
Would you like to see Rob with his shirt off?
Fuck no.
Oh, be nice. Rob was my body pillow out in New England.
What?
All right. I don't know what that means, but what's your name, 402?
Hey, I'm Guillermo from Nebraska.
Hey. Oh, Guillermo! Yes.
He's from Nebraska.
What's up, Guillermo?
No, I'm just calling to know if you guys have, like, carne asada or something.
Carne asada?
Do we have it in New York or like right now in our room with
I
us?
Wish.
Olay!
I wish we had carne.
Yeah, we have
you guys to say hi because today I have the day off. I work so.
Oh, where do you work?
I work in a what's the name of that thing? It's like a warehouse.
Oh. What kind of company do you work for? What kind of business is it?
Well, it's just like a big warehouse, and they send like ice cream and all that kind of frozen stuff.
I was going to ask you if they had candy in there.
So you just deal with ice cream all day?
Well, ice cream, meat, all that kind of stuff.
Ice cream and meat? which department do you work in?
Ice cream in the back room at a grocery store.
That's every day for Ron.
Sounds like a front.
He's making it sound fancier than it is. Yeah. I'm a grocery technician. I'm a point of sale operations supervisor. You're a cashier.
No, it's not a grocery store. It's just a warehouse. We just send the stuff to the grocery store.
Costco. Works like Costco.
I slide the milk down into the trash.
So what do you exactly do there?
What is your day to
drive forklift?
Yeah, pretty much the whole day. Just drive forklift.
That's so awesome.
That's metal.
I want Guillermo's job.
Did you get to listen to music on the job? Can you, like, play Deicide?
Yeah, I listen to music the whole day. I work, like, 11 or 12 hours daily, so I have to listen to music, like, all the time.
Are there
day.
A lot of us that drive forklifts with you there?
There's no way.
Well, we don't have close to
the road.
Music, but I do, fuck.
Wait. So, what do you listen to? What's in your usual playlist? What's in your rotation?
Besides the live cast.
Well, like death metal, pretty much. It's
like
what I like the Capitol, like Necrophages, all that kind of stuff.
Very nice, very nice. So brutal death metal.
The what?
So you like brutal death metal?
Yeah. I like to do some stuff like. I don't know, like some power metal sometimes.
Oh, yeah, what kind of power metal? Is it something that no one would listen to?
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, I like it. What is the name of this band that I like?
Moon Sorrow.
That's not power metal.
Ooh,
no,
no, it's Symphony X.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Very nice.
They're going to be coming out with a new album this year, Guillermo.
You too
oh, yeah.
will be interested.
If you're in New York, we can go see them play. Because probably no one else will want to go with me.
Nope.
Great. Shit, we never
yeah.
have, like, big concerts here in Nebraska. That's why I hate Nebraska sometimes.
Oh.
It's a good drive
sometimes.
System.
Yeah, sometimes I have to go to Kansas or Iowa to see a big show.
Can I ask a question? How did you end up in Nebraska?
Because my mom moved to from Guatemala to Nebraska like 16 years ago. And I just moved to here like
right.
4 years and a half ago. Yeah.
Oh. Why did your mom pick Nebraska of all places? That, like, did she know people there?
She likes
Yeah, she has like her family pretty much all her family lives here.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, I see. We're learning about Guillermo on the Metal Injection Live Fest.
And really, I mean, if you come from a culture that values the corn tortilla, you're going to go
yeah.
to the home
yeah.
of corn.
True. Have you ever heard of the corn palace? The whole
yeah.
building made out of corn cobs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What's it called?
The Corn Palace. Guillermo, do you know the Corn Palace?
No.
Rockford, Illinois. Yeah. Redo.
Cool. Except there's nothing in Nebraska for us to
Didn't
reference.
Didn't we at some point interview a band from Nebraska?
There's 311
the
from Omaha.
Was the,
oh, that's
it was
good.
Like some band that like we
Mariah?
Yes.
They were from Nebraska?
Yes, because
oh.
I remember I asked them a bunch of Nebraska specific questions and they didn't know as much as I did. And then I talked shit about their bassist or something and
oh.
I don't know. Is he a fan of Pariah? Guillermo, do you like Pariah? Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, I have them a couple of times.
There you go.
Yeah.
It all connects.
Yeah, there is like two other bands that I like from Nebraska, from Omaha. There is this black metal band. The name, I think, is Grave Storm or something like that.
Wait, what is it?
Grave Storm, I think
Grave?
That's the name of the band.
Grave Storm or Grave?
Dwayne Stern, I think is what he's saying.
No, it's Grave Sperm.
Grave
Sperm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Grave Sperm.
Grave Sperm.
Dime en español, ¿no? Otra vez en español. ¿Cómo se?
That's what I have now that I'm getting older. Gray sperm.
Guillermo, tell me
clay
in Spanish.
Perm.
Tell me in Spanish.
Is it clay perm?
What do you want to know in Spanish?
Glazed burn. Tell me in Spanish so we clear up the confusion.
Pray firm?
Stop, guys.
Well, I don't know the translation.
Wow. So it must not be words, then. It's like probably a name
in
of something.
Spanish, I think it's El Gray Sperm.
Can you spell it?
Oh,
no,
I can't. Yeah.
Escríbalo.
Okay. It's GRABESTORM.
Grave Storm. Grave Storm.
Grave Storm or Grave? B
okay.
or V?
B and V is the same as Spanish. People
yeah,
with a accent can't differentiate that. I'm serious. That's a true
Grave Storm. I found them.
Is it one word or two?
It is one word. And they're black girls.
It's just one word.
A, B, C, D.
Before we play this band, though, could you tell us the other Nebraska band that you like?
Oh,
I like
Noah's busting a lung laughing over there.
Noah's so racist.
I just think it's so wrong that we make fun of them.
We're not making
we're
fun
of
them.
Fun.
Hey,
who's making fun of Gear?
Oh, my God, Noah. Noah makes fun of you when we get off the air.
Can you
That's...
believe this?
Guillermo, give Noah a piece
yeah.
of your mind. Or a piece of something else.
Guillermo, do you feel like we're making fun of you? Because I don't at all.
Nah, it's okay. I'm used to it.
I was trying to get the name of the band.
But we want you to know
yeah.
that we're not.
We love you. We do not consider. We love. We do not.
Like in a sexual way. We do.
I want to vote you, Guillermo.
Let's see what Guillermo looks like. You got a Facebook?
I think he's
my friend on Facebook.
He's got a picture on his Metal Injection profile.
Let me see that.
Del Toro?
Del Taco.
Oh,
what?
Jesus.
That's a restaurant.
Out. Out of the room.
Yeah, he said Del Toro. What's the difference?
Sid, you're on punishment. Leave the room.
What's the difference?
Guillermo del Toro is a real person.
Who is it?
He's the dude that directed Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy and all that shit.
I just saw either one.
Don't.
He's dead to me. Benicio del Toro, is that what you mean? Yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, Wolfman.
That's right.
Actually, he's in bad.
I got my fur.
Wow, Gravestorm. I thrash it.
I thrash it. I thrash it.
Yeah. Thanks for the tip, Guillermo.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What do you think, now?
I thrash it.
Sid?
Yeah, generic.
Okay.
That means it's good.
Should we listen to Queef Huffer again?
Please.
Queef Huffer.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Guillermo.
We love you.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
do love you.
Yes.
Do you want a Solution 45 CD?
A what?
Cuarenta and Cinco.
You told right, me seven? That
40
you wanted to remember the Suffocation Light one? You never sent it to me.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. No, I totally sent. What?
No.
Well, no, must have got lost.
He's actually in America, so you have no excuse.
No, I totally, I don't know. It might have got lost in the mail. I don't know.
What was
yeah,
it?
That was last year.
That was last year.
I don't think we have any more of those.
Sorry, Guillermo.
Do you want another CD? Do you want a Nightwish CD?
Let's just give him
send something real.
Give him what we were going to send Nina.
Send someone that
Nightwish CD is real.
Sleep CD is good. Guillermo, do you like sleep?
We should
burn.
Send it to someone that would appreciate. Ugh. We don't force it on people.
Send it to me.
What kind of death metal do you have? Do you have any death metal album?
Let's see. Death metal. Like pulverizing death metal.
Slipknot.
Halford Christmas.
Because you die when you listen to it.
Do you have an Acker Cocky? You would like that.
Ooh, I like that name.
Hey, Mustaine, how do you feel when you listen to Rob Halford?
Acker Cocky? No. And Acker Cocky.
I send you that one. You're gonna like it.
How do you feel about that? There's also Divine Heresy.
No, he won't like that.
It's pretty heavy. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. How about Augury? Have you heard of them?
Yeah, that one.
You want Augury?
Yeah. All right.
I don't have that.
I got it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Frank's looking for videos.
Okay.
This shit to himself.
Yeah. What the fuck, Frank?
What the fuck, Frank?
So there you go. Just send me a private message here, Mona, and I promise you will send this to you this time.
Okay. You should make the website like in Spanish too, man.
You want to translate it for us?
Darren can do it.
Google can do it.
No, you know what it'll be like? It'll be like, you know how when somebody is, like when they have something for the deaf in the corner, it'll just be Darren in the corner of the site.
I'll just do it in a Spanish accent.
Yeah. Do you think that our Spanish listeners are handicapped?
Related a story.
Capable, no, they're handicapped.
Wait, like one of those desktop strippers? Like one of those kind of
things? Yes. So it'll be Darren shitting on the desktop shirtless.
Yeah, baby.
Nice. Thanks for the idea, Guillermo.
I love you.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Yeah. So, just send me that private message and we'll be good to go. Have a good one, buddy.
I love you.
Sean really loves you.
I just love anyone named Guillermo.
Yeah.
It just makes me happy. That
I
name
actually
me.
Know one French dude named Guillermo, and
that's,
I hate
you
know, him.
Okay, I hate him, because I hate all French people. I'll go on record with that. But I like...
Why? Why do you hate the French?
I think they're filthy. Like, just filthy.
How come you're not screaming racism now, Darren?
Why?
He said he hates all French people because they're filthy.
French people are race?
Sure.
First of all, when did I scream racism?
You did before. You
I never said
punished.
The word racism.
Yeah, I didn't say like a
you,
down.
Call
you called a little boy a turd. Whether it's racist
no,
or not, it's
I,
not
I
very
said
nice.
That Rob takes big shits.
See, everyone in the chat room agrees with me, too.
Well, I agree also, but still,
yeah, but
I'm just
saying,
I don't want
down.
To be the only one
getting screened. You can go to Wikipedia and Wikipedia France, and you'll find it filthy as fuck.
Oh, it's a fact then. It actually redirects.
Look up dirty people. It redirects to France.
It just redirects to a picture of
dirty ass filthy fuckers redirects here.
For dirty ass filthy fuckers can refer to France, the French
people.
What's this disambiguation?
Rob Halford.
Come on, that's homophobic.
Okay.
Yo,
once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Not a lot of time left in the show.
Grindcore Luigi says that France has made some awesome bands.
That's
true.
True.
That's
there
true.
Are a bunch true. Of awesome French bands.
Besides Beret. Have you ever heard Beret?
No.
Can we look them up?
No.
That would not be a search engine optimized.
Can we Bing it?
There's a French band that I don't know how to pronounce. That's really good.
Go ahead. Try it.
I don't know how
what?
To say it. It's D-U-N-G-O-R-T-H-E-B.
Gungorthide.
Gray sperm.
Yes.
Gray storm. Hello, see. You ever heard that about the grape storm?
So,
grape storm, Ricky?
No. Grape storm. Grape storm.
Grape storm?
Grape storm? Group stomp?
No, you're stupid. Fred Merz.
I think graveworm is Italian. Someone's asking if they're French. I think they're Italian.
Yeah, you should know that, Luigi.
It's grindcore, Luigi.
What's that, Fred? What's that, Rick? You say you're going to see Grape Storm?
No, I say Grape Storm, Fred.
Grape Storm? Howard Stern? Hate that guy.
Fred wasn't alive in Howard Stern. Come on.
It's freeform. Improv. Just imagine Fred Mertz was alive in 2010. He wouldn't like Howard Stern. We like him. He's an old coot.
No need to be racist.
Like an ageist.
Oh, coot.
Oh, Jesus.
646-420. Wait, that's my phone number.
Oh.
Yes.
I've done that.
Googler.
How many people do you...
You know what I'd like to point out right now?
Number two that you said.
The Sean's using the metal injection microphone right
now.
That's the same microphone that Paul of Between the Buried and Me farted in this week.
And it interviewed a mangina as well. Silence of the Lambs tuck.
Can I say, how close was he when he farted into the
mic? It was
as
deep.
It was like right
was
in it, like right
was touch?
My lips are right now.
No, totally. It was jeans.
It was like jean farts.
We really need to get new.
Wait, what is this mangina?
Oh, yeah. During the Howl interview, I believe a friend of the band, it probably was or something, came up, pulled the front of his pants down, had the Silence of the Lambs tuck, and he petted it a little bit. It was a little petting. And then the singer from Howl came over and used this mic to talk to it.
So wait. The guy tucked it, or that's just how he is?
No, he tucked it. Well, it could be like a Ken Doll.
How did he tuck it all
never
in
know.
His pants, though?
Maybe he walks around like that all day.
He just reached in like his shorts, tucked in, and then pulled down the front.
So that mic has been next to a man vagina.
Yeah, mangina and farted on.
Closely farted on.
Yeah.
And Sean is still holding it very closely.
But you know what? Let's be honest.
Sean is now licking it. What's going on, Sean? Sean is really pounding that deep into his mouth.
You should tell everyone
that
you're going to do
a better guitar player. So.
That's true.
By the way,
I'm just trying to get it past my uvula.
Everything we just talked about, the farting and the mangina, is on tape and will be available with our New England Metal Fest interviews. Available sometime this year.
Really?
It'll be 99 cents a minute. Yeah.
Are you joking? Or really?
No. We got all this on.
Wow. I got to see this.
Darren, the check's in the mail.
Pull it back a little.
And I think there's a clip of me and Rob talking about mutual anal foreplay with a screwdriver, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That did happen.
This all sounds very NSFW.
This is true.
Wait,
did
this, anal screwdriver thing really happen?
Yes, we
We talked about it.
Just wait till the video.
No, give us a teaser.
Okay.
Well, the funny
how do
thing
I do
is,
it on the record?
It doesn't even make the final cut.
The screwdriver Rob's drinking, that's the one that they're talking about. I thought it smelled funny. It smelled a little anal.
Yeah, it was just a little enema screwdriver.
Exactly.
Filched back out again. Felched.
Close enough.
Jeez.
Ew.
Yeah, I feel dirtier with that music in the background now.
It's dirty. I feel sexier.
Yeah,
I love you. Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean's dancing right now.
This kind of makes me want to sway, shake my booty.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Just putting the kids through college.
Sorry, were you grooving to that?
Oh, I do want to say, too, before we close, I made it the entire time without making fun of Frank this episode.
Sweet.
I had a disclaimer coming up the stairs that barring me from making
disclaimer. I just
because Frank's fans don't want to know him as the butt of jokes. So I tone it down and I dial it back.
Right.
Well, we have 3 minutes to start making fun of Frank.
Come on. No, don't. I promise that I this.
Do you have any material prepared that you could write down and one of us could read?
Oh.
Little loophole.
I could, but it looks like we only have like 3 minutes left.
We can run late.
Just go into overdrive.
No. For Frank's fans out there, he's a great guy.
For Frank's fans.
I have fans. What?
For Frank's fans, he's going to be doing a signing tomorrow at Looney Tunes in Long Island. At 3 p.m. Come on out. Bring the whole family. Yeah.
Why would it be at 3 p.m. on a weekday?
I don't know. It's after school, so the kids.
That's how popular I am.
If you didn't point that out, no one would have noticed it. It'd be a Chuckles in the Laugh Factory this weekend.
Catch him at the Improv on Friday night.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! This week, Keith Apparatus is going to Photoshop Frank's face on something.
Oh, sweet. Right.
I like those tips touching.
Is that docking?
Those two ASCII penises touching in the chat room.
That's clever. That's very, very clever.
If one of them was uncircumcised, it'd be a sleeve over.
Might be one of those might be a mic.
No, that's what docking. Docking is what you just described.
Oh, really?
There's a term for
it. I knew
that
growing up, we always knew it as a sleeve over.
Wow, Sean, you have it lit.
Excuse me. Do you have experience with that?
No, I mean, you know, when you're a kid, you had all the Houdini and the Dirty Sanchez and all that shit.
What's the phrase?
The Houdini is when you're fucking a girl from behind and you pull out and you spit on her back and she thinks you're done. She's like, oh, yeah. Turns around and you shoot her right in the eye and go, yeah. Houdini.
I like that.
That is a good one.
You're giving away all the next Sexual Jeopardy clues.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not as good as the Howland Tunnel. We'll tell you that one afterwards. So don't ruin it to anyone.
No, just say it.
It's when you jam a PVC pipe in a broadcast and you stuff it full of Micro Machine cards because it's so clogged up like the Howland Tunnel.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, is that where that band Docking came from? Don Docking.
Well, they were known to whip out their dicks in the middle of the show and just try to do that.
Really?
Try to connect each other's dicks.
Now we know.
Dick Docking, isn't that a member?
Docking.
That's the mascot.
Is that Richard Docking, no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
That's what happens when you get a perfect doc. You sound like that afterwards. That's the screams of pleasure.
Listen,
Lars Ulrich has wrapped his foreskin around the head of your dick.
In the chat, it says the Houdini's when you have a friend hide in the closet and you switch places while fucking a girl.
Corbin's right. That's the Cincinnati surprise.
Oh, and then go outside and wave to her from the window. I like Houdini better for that. Because there's nothing Houdini about tricking a girl into... Well, it should be like... Because it's not a magic trick.
I think that should be called the bait and switch.
Yeah, that's good.
No,
that's
but
good.
Wouldn't the closet wouldn't be the bait and switch? Because you're baited in with the one dude, and then you switch.
Well, you bait her in with spitting on her back, and then you switch it up.
And also, she switches position to be came on. Come on.
Come on, I think.
Cummed?
Cummed.
Cummed on?
Come on.
Why is Nina talking about Tub Girl in the chat room?
Someone mentioned Tub Girl. She asked what it was.
Oh, boy.
Someone in the chat room needs a linker to it right now.
No, definitely don't do
that.
Shut up.
It has been linked to. It is on our forum. We have a very respectable forum. Keeps photos like these archived.
Oh,
don't get any ideas, Nina.
Tubgirl.com doesn't exist anymore?
I believe it was .net.
Oh, .net.
But it does not exist.
Or that Meat Swing. Is that one still exist?
Meat Swing? I don't know what that one is.
Meat Swing is it was a crop of a she-male bouncing up and down on a dude's dong, but her wiener was spinning in a circle, a complete propeller circle. And there's just an animated GIF over and over and over.
How many times did you watch it?
Now, let me ask you a question.
At least 24 minutes.
If it was just like the pelvis, how do you know it was a tranny that was being boned?
I think you can see in the frame.
Because he recognized it from a tranny porn that he saw. Yeah.
Exactly. I went to my secret stand. I was like, oh. No, the curvaceous hips, and I think the bottom of the boobs came into the gift.
Oh.
But,
I love how we play the After Dark music for the most disgusting.
Oh, yeah, and Spinning Right Round right is in the background of the meat.
Oh, of course it is.
Dog Found Chainsaw is a big fan of that one.
Yep. Or there's Goatsy. You guys are fans
of
Goatsy?
No, not a fan.
Not a fan?
No.
Or Lemon Party?
Goatsy, let's just explain what Goatsy is.
Yeah.
It's just a guy stretching out his asshole.
Right.
To an absurd circumference?
Yeah.
Absurd
diameter.
Diameter.
And Ronnie being a fan of this?
Sure.
Um,
no, a buddy of mine made Goatsy stickers that was just two hands, like his fists, and then anywhere there was like a circle thing in public, you put the two hands on either side of the hole, so it looked like hands were pulling open
the
circle.
I saw something online that it was a Mac sticker
mm-hmm.
where the apple acted as the asshole,
yeah,
and it's just, just two hands and the guy.
Yeah, you can get those, I think, like on Etsy.com, you can get like books of these stickers with the two hands. Amazing.
That's a fantastic meme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes somebody linked me to that. That was the precursor to the Rickroll, I would say. Because you would just get linked in, and it would just be 20,000 pop-ups of Goatsy. And just,
yeah.
You're watching gay porn! You're watching gay porn!
But there was like
and then, No. But then, like my mom walked in, and she's like, what's going on in here?
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, you got me.
No, but there was that peak of that shit, like that Spider-Man is gay one, or like that Lemon Party. You haven't seen Lemon Party? It's like three old dudes blowing each other, like really old, like really, really old. And it's like it tricks you in. You think it's like a real site, and it's, you know, like just like the watching those YouTube videos and the person scares you at the end.
Yeah.
It's like you're one of those bullshit.
What's his name? The guy from Biohazard?
Kevin
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He tricked me like that recently because I got a press release for a new website that he was starting called Rockstar Pornstar.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked on it, and then it was just, Evan Seinfeld schlong hanging out. It's just a porn site where he just fucks bitches.
Is he married now?
He got divorced.
Oh, okay.
He was hanging around a new girl when we were in Vegas.
Yeah, it
looked like
a cracked out terrorist.
Let's go to TMZ with Frank.
Hey, Sid was there, too.
Yeah?
Okay.
Shockingly.
Ooh.
Because it was the same weekend as the porn convention, so.
Sure.
And Lemon Party shows up in the chat room.
Of course.
Lemonparty.org. That's a good URL.
Good URL.
Now
open it up.
Opening the window.
Oh! Yes.
It's on Rob's computer.
Yeah, show your support.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Join the. Oh my God, join the Facebook group.
Like. Where's the like button? So once again, guys,
can I describe what it is?
One of them a corpse.
Lemonparty.org is the website. It's a dude on his back getting blown by an older dude. Why? And the guy getting blown is making out with another older dude who's grabbing the initial old dude's boob.
Who may or may not be Asian.
Yeah, the guy kissing the guy on his back may be Asian. Whereas the old guy blowing him looks Eastern European, I would say.
I would say so.
And the guy on his back, I would say, is pretty well endowed.
Ew.
I'm just describing what I'm seeing.
Well, when you get old, everything starts to sag, so that might just be a lot of loose skin.
That's true.
Once again, the
also
website
good
is
for docking.
lemonparty.org.
Yeah.
Send it to your parents, kids.
I hope we get sponsored by them.
Next week.
Brought to you by...
If only lemonparty.org had a search engine. We could lemon party.
If only. I'm going to lemon party this when I go home.
Oh, boy. Everyone's just staring at the screen now.
No. I couldn't stare at it.
Darren, you're so homophobic.
No, it's not even that. I'm phobic of old people fucking.
You're geriatrophobic.
Only old people.
Yeah.
Old people
fucking
phobia.
Is that what, geriatrophobic?
Geriatric homophobia.
No, not if they're on the bus clothed or something. Just when they're fucking on the TV screen.
Okay. But what if it was male, female still? Not good?
Same.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be less gross?
What if it's MMF?
It wouldn't be any less gross no matter what the combination.
What about MFS?
It doesn't matter.
FFS? Hot.
FFS is where it's at.
Old FFS?
I don't mind if they fuck. I just don't do it with photographic evidence where I can see it.
You just want to hear the audio?
People or old people?
That was like a gay porn version of Cocoon.
Oh. Wasn't Cocoon basically a gay porn version of Cocoon?
Yeah, true.
I've never seen Cocoon.
Me neither.
What was it about?
The old people who are like aliens or something?
No.
Old people.
Yeah, these aliens come down and they not on purpose. Like, the aliens come to Earth and they have these cocoons where they're using Earth to birth new aliens. But like, they're good aliens. They're not trying to kill people or anything. But they drop them in the swimming pool somewhere, and the old people swim in the swimming pool, and suddenly they're like...
It's like family youth.
They're like, they still look the same, but they're like 18. Like, they're bones heal, and they can jump around and dance and shit.
So it's like that place in Lost where Saeed got...
Sort of.
Oh, so we really went there?
Sure.
The spoiler. Everyone here watches Lost but you jerk.
Nah.
I don't think our audience watches Lost.
Apparently I watch Meat Swing instead of Lost.
Yeah.
You watch lemonparty.org. And Goatsy.
What's going to happen this week?
Coming up on ABC.
Lemon Party. But first, Top Girl.
Yeah. I like that Nina says, of course Sid would watch Lost.
What
like
is that?
All of us watch Lost, so what are you trying to say, Nina?
She just doesn't understand Lost, maybe.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I just had a great idea. Since we're going to have a Lost party, we should just broadcast live.
Are we having a Lost party?
We're not having a lemon party, are we?
Yeah.
Wait, what constitutes a Lost party?
Yeah. The series finale, we're just going to get together.
What is this?
May 23rd.
It doesn't sound like much of a party.
Yeah.
Where are we getting together?
Can I come and watch this?
Here.
Have the first episode of Lost be the last episode that I see?
Fair enough. You won't understand a single thing that happens.
Yeah. I hope I see a horrible CGI smoke monster.
You probably won't.
By then, the smoke monster itself doesn't look bad. It's
no.
Like
you're
what,
so judgmental.
The smoke itself. The
yeah.
smoke gets.
But
know,
when it
fun.
When it picks someone up and throws them around, it looks pretty fake.
Yeah, I saw something where it was on a YouTube clip where it rushed up to an electric fence or something and stopped.
That kind of looks cool, I thought.
Not on YouTube.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
Oh, and there's a pop-up over it, thank God.
Did that say Haiti?
Yes,
no, it's
Hi
to You. H-A-I, the number 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, it could just
that guy has huge balls.
That's
like the size of an orange.
It's like a bottle of beer.
It just could be like yellow cum. You don't know.
That is very disturbing.
He's
going
to have to take a shower after that. That's a shower.
That's just like a splash from the faucet kind of thing.
Oh, from the mouth faucet.
What is that? What has our show deteriorated?
Do you want to just describe what that was?
I think we did.
Girl throwing up on a guy's dick.
Oh, I didn't hear anyone say that. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Probably a gag factor outtake.
Yeah, Darren, why are you so grossed out? You love this kind of stuff.
Who said it was grossed out?
Yeah.
I don't love girls.
Oh, no.
Oh, we found meat spin.
It counts how many spins you've sat through.
Yes. Yes.
It's just
Sean is fist pumping right now.
That totally could just be dude on dude.
Yeah, that could totally be a dude.
It's just a dude who wears like bikinis.
Oh come on, that's not a dude. I mean, well, it is.
You
a
are
dude.
Officially gay after 50 years.
Officially gay.
Wait, let's see if it. Let's see if it keeps progressing. Like you're like flaming at a certain point.
Rob, if you just want to watch it, it's okay. You don't have to make an excuse.
Can you guys leave the room for a few? There are a couple of naked girls and pop up ads on the side there, though. We could just look at that.
It really doesn't know its audience. Can we all fist pump to this right now?
No.
Can we do this?
Wait, there's a link on the site, One Guy, Two Needles.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You can show me throwing up on cocks, and you can show me, like, fucking...
Throwing up on cocks.
I just don't want to see the fucking needle dick.
And then salad and chip right under it. One guy.
Oh, I don't want to see it. I don't.
I'm kind of curious now.
No, it's just...
Damn
you, Internet! You have lied to me!
Let's stay on this one.
I'd rather see the needles than those girls.
Close that. Right now. There it is.
Motherfucker, I told you! I fucking told you not to click it.
I can't look.
God, guy stabbing needles through his balls.
Can you go back to the jail? Please go back to the jailbait porn site and not this.
Please,
no.
No one's going to
that right now.
Everyone else is looking away.
You can't stop laughing at it.
Because I can feel it. Oh, my God.
This is Jenny's cell phone wallpaper, by the way.
Guys, we stopped.
OneBuyTwoNeedles.com.
Noah, please.
If you really want to.
Thank you. God damn it, Noah.
Woo! Even I, she says no to that.
Wait, there was.
Isn't there one? What's
Iron Sheik. I think you said to zoom it.
Okay, hey, chat room, look up something. I think it's like one guy, one jar, or something like
what's
that.
What's that?
It's like a.
What's saladandchips.com?
Yes.
SaladandChips.com is a dog eating out of two jacks.
I think it's great. Oh, I didn't make it.
SaladandChips.com.
Is that Bruno? Yeah. Do you ever have Bruno do that for you?
No. She lures him in with a peanut butter snatch.
not her ass.
I was going to say she puts hummus in her crack. Some Mediterranean something.
He likes the peanut butter better.
Oh.
You put falafel balls where they don't belong. Mix them out.
He doesn't have a
Oh, yeah, one guy, one jar. What's up with this? People, you got to get a real fucking link.
And not a virus, please.
Yeah. Got that one. Noah is tough girl. Good one.
I'm not.
No, we're not looking at sex accidents either.
Oh, I love that Tough Girl has now moved to Canada.
Where's that one, toughgirl.ca? What's the one where the guy does a sunset flip while he's eating her pussy?
That is amazing. I don't know what that, like, where to find that.
It was somebody's avatar once.
Yeah, or there's the one where there's the girl. Wait, what's the sunset flip?
Like a wrestling move, hard to explain.
Oh. Is this the one where it's a girl like on with a butt up in the air, like on all fours, and there's a guy lying completely parallel with the bed, like not touching the bed, and spinning himself?
No, that's not it. Clockwise. That's cool.
Okay. I would like to accomplish this maneuver one day.
If anyone knows what I'm talking about, it's like a black dude. It's a porno, obviously, but he's like fucking her. He's fucking her or he's eating her pussy.
No, she's blowing him.
She's blowing him, and then he flips over. He does a sunset.
He jumps over her back
and rolls through, and he power bombs her.
Yeah. Then she falls over onto her back, and he catches her in the position where he's sitting on his ass licking her pussy.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
And it's great. It's like a total switcheroo.
This is great, too.
I saw a porno called Anal Full Nelson.
Nice.
I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Did you just search for the wrestling pornos?
they put the girls into wrestling moves while fucking them. Like he puts his hands through her legs, so her legs are behind her head, and then he full Nelsons her.
Do they like talk dirty? Like, oh, I'm the best.
They don't really
do when I come all over you.
That's not really wrestling themed. Other than that, other than the moves.
Yeah, so they need to do that.
Yeah,
we need to have a porno wrestling.
Well, didn't XPW kind of do that? And like,
oh no, there was a wrestling like porn thing I remember seeing when I had a not illegal cable.
Mind you.
I think I watched that and it was terrible.
It was terrible because it was like these two girls would – it was in the ECW arena. Mm-hmm. And these two girls would start out wrestling in the ring, and it'd be like a false count anywhere, and then they'd go backstage.
To like a hotel room or something?
And then, no, they'd end up in like a shower, and then they just started like making out and like having a sex scene. And then like in the next match, it was like a fake rock. It was like the jock or something like that. And then he had a three-way with two women.
Yeah. All right, so it was like a movie pretending to be wrestling.
More or less.
But the weird thing was it was on pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
It was on pay-per-view, which I acquired free somehow.
With money.
By paying for it.
Yeah.
But what the stuff going on behind you, Darren, is this Rule 34, if you guys aren't informed by this. It's the rule that if it exists, there is porn of it. So like it's all the cartoon shit from your childhood or like anything on the planet can be turned into porn.
Okay.
That's cool.
So Rule 34.
But like
.net.
So we got, what's that? That's Wonder Woman.
Huh? Oh, top of that. I have seen some Simpsons porn that was
it's that kind of shit.
Yeah, I don't really Simpsons porn really freaks me out.
Okay, there's Futurama. So like this is I don't know why they're putting all this anime bullshit up here, but it's usually supposed to be like famous.
Search
things.
For Simpsons.
The Jetsons.
George Jetson getting a blowjob.
He's loving it.
At least it's not Elroy blowing him.
No, but that shit happens too. It's
I know. Yeah. And the Simpsons, they have like Bart getting fucked by Homer and shit.
Right, yeah.
Bart and Lisa.
No, it's Rosie and fucking Jane Jetson helping.
Whoa, look at her.
No, they're not.
That's great. I've seen stuff like this, but I never saw the Jetsons one.
Yeah, or the Family Guy one with the dog doing the mom and shit.
Wow.
The anime is killing it.
Yeah, anime is ruining the
search
whole thing.
Search for something more, like, obvious.
I think the grossest ones I saw was the... They're not gross, it's just most off-putting. Inspector Gadget and his daughter were probably the worst. Oh. Or the dog from Inspector Gadget.
He had a daughter? That was his daughter?
Yeah, Penny. Yeah.
I thought that was just like someone that fought crimes with him.
No, it was a single
parent. Isn't
that
even worse if it's just like some random little girl that
hangs
out with him?
No, is it worse? It's equally bad, I think.
No, I'm just saying for the actual show, it would be weird.
Someone in the chat room says it's his niece.
Oh, niece?
Yeah.
Really?
Where are her parents? Where are the parental supervision?
Yeah, do they know that they're banging?
It's fucked up. Is it Morgan Freeman?
Go Gadget Dildo.
I'm sure you can Google image search.
So it's rule34.paheel.net.
Yeah, but this
why are you giving this out?
Hey, kids want to know. Acquiring minds.
Just get all the kids. Get all your shit from 4chan and Chan for Chan. Just go there.
Well, I feel very dirty.
It's true.
James Hetfield.
Oh, there you go.
This is kind of gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
James Hetfield thinks it's pretty gross.
Pokemon sex. Pokemon sex on the period, I see.
Ooh.
You scroll up.
Oh, what?
I don't know. What is that coming out of?
Why are we doing that?
I'm glad we're going overtime for this.
Overdrive.
Do we have any of Mario raping Princess Toadstool?
Ah,
I hate when you guys say Mario. I hate it.
Why?
What is it, Mario?
Mario.
You say Mario.
Mario.
I say Mario.
Yes.
I say who gives a shit.
Yeah.
You do.
Mario.
You do, McMars. You do.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Well, it's past 11 o'clock, so I think in overtime he could say whatever he wants, right?
Yeah. He's calling me Nikki Six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was a little bit.
Sean, you're getting so many emails from Frank Sang Club right now.
Yeah, dude.
The mailbox.
What the fuck?
Stuff. Stuff.
You get a lynch mob coming after me.
More like a Frank mob.
Sweaty land monsters.
Land monsters?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We should wrap up. This
yeah,
is just,
please.
You know.
Why? We're just. All right.
We've given you guys enough spank bank material.
Yeah.
You can go on.
We've destroyed enough lives.
I think our computer has a virus now, too.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Syphilis.
think my face, my eyes are sibling.
Well, it's from the, because you're using the fart mic.
Ah, it's true. That's how you get pink eye, right?
Yeah, it's going to say
you're totally going to have pink eye tomorrow. That's our show. I want to thank all of our callers. I want to thank Guillermo, Nina, Luke, Cole Eggers.
Everybody who ever called back.
Every single caller in the world. I want to thank Frank and Sean for stopping by the show. I want to thank all my fans that recognized me
and then dissed you
and said I was weird. I want to thank Fetus Eater in the chat room. Because he asked me to thank him. I want to thank Corbin Baba in the chat room.
All the chat, really.
And everyone in the chat. Everyone hanging out in the chat. Heavy Metal Cripple, Grindcore Luigi, Dog Found Chainsaw.
I can't write tip?
No. There's no cursing in our chat. Me, Bubble, not allowed. Boba Fett, Nina, Keith, The Iron Sheik, Digest These Nuts.
We don't have to thank everyone that didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Your crushed balls. I got to thank your crushed balls, though. And Alaska Metalhead. What? There's a metalhead in Alaska? Listen to that's pretty crazy.
Just one, though.
He actually just wears metal on his head for when Sarah Palin shoots moose from a helicopter.
But that's my life.
I don't know why.
Anyway, we're done. We're over. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Chip, get the fuck out.
Lemon Party.
.org.